first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Gretchen Glinkoff explains the safety of singledom.
My sister says there must be something wrong with you, said the ex-policeman on our second date. She says it's a red flag that you've never been married. Years before, when I was 40, a family member sent me a book titled, If I'm So Great, Why Am I Still Single? My barrier to marriage wasn't the problem of meeting people, but I did have some beliefs that made forming a partnership as likely as boarding a spaceship. The trauma of my parents' violent marriage created delusional thinking on my part. I couldn't take in the love available in marriage because my parents' marriage, as seen through my eyes, was a bond of combat and tension rather than of love and understanding. Therefore, I needed to manufacture safety. I told myself I didn't want to marry because I couldn't stand to ever get divorced. That was my handicap to forming a strong lifetime partner bond. By nature, I enjoy life. Aside from sex and stimulating dialogues, my dog fills my heart well. Attempting a conversation with a man at a mixer, he exited with this line, I'm looking for a woman of childbearing age. My pet's cerebral shortcomings don't bother me as much as the faux pas or insensitivity of my fellow humans. I hanker for a book name, Listening with the Dog Mind, which explores the question of which life bonds are within reach.
Gretchen Glinkoff is a radio producer. This program was produced by Matilda Rand. If you have a story you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.